Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, State Senator Lena Taylor and candidate for the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. Excuse me. You know, Senator Taylor, the children of the city who... you and I know suffer just untenable lives as young people. And I know that, you know, people, you have to be the mayor of the entire city. We didn't always have that with the predecessor. But how do you begin to be a mayor of the entire city when, you know, the development of downtown wasn't necessary evil? It had to happen. Milwaukee was long overdue in that development, and I don't know where we would be as far as the future could possibly be without having done the redevelopment of downtown. But how do you then not be so transfigured into one area but forget about the other citizens?
So first thing is, you're so right. We didn't have a mayor who seemed to respect that there is a tale of two cities. We've done, you know, a great job of developing our downtown, but we've forgotten our neighborhoods and left them behind. And our children have nowhere to go. They have no direction, no literacy of pathways. We need individuals that are willing to go in the schools. And I believe that the city should be a mechanism that helps to coordinate that kind of help. They should work with the school district, because Earl, who's going to move to a city if they're a young couple, young family, and they can't send their kids to schools that will put them on the right path? So one of the things that I believe is important is to show up, because it matters. If young people see somebody who looks like them, it gives them hope, Earl. I believe it's important for people to go in the classrooms to be able to help these young children, because believe it or not, many of them have grandparents now that aren't your age or even mine. They're younger than me. And I don't mean no harm, but if you're a grandmama younger than me, you still got a lot to learn. And they're really navigating their own way, so they need help and guidance. I believe our children need some love and faith. And I believe that we've got to give them that by being resourceful in hubs through this city with credible messengers that can help them navigate. We didn't get here overnight, and it's not going to be fixed in a blink of an eye. You know, this isn't Bewitch or Tabitha that can twinkle their nose. It's going to take hard work. But we've got to give our young people somewhere to go. We've got to give them direction and guidance. And we've got to help them see pathways to work and entrepreneurship, so they can have another way of life. Because there's a lot of addiction. A lot of addiction and a lot of mental health challenges that we have to help them navigate through, too.
You know, Milwaukee Public Schools, and what's your take on the educational system and seen in the city? You know, because I keep hearing people say that Milwaukee Public Schools is a failure, and Milwaukee Public Schools is at the root of what is taking place in this city, and that, you know, Milwaukee Public Schools is a total failure, and we can't get anything moving straight until we address the issues of Milwaukee Public Schools. You say what to that?
I say, first of all, Milwaukee Public Schools is not a total failure, but I will say that Milwaukee Public Schools can't do it alone. Milwaukee Public Schools, they don't even own the building. So if the buildings are not in the condition they need to be because the city owns them, and there's lead access for young people in our buildings, there's a role the city can play. If resources are not available so that teachers can teach and not be everything, if there aren't enough social workers, if there aren't enough health providers, those are the kinds of things that I think as a city that we can help our school districts being stronger in. Some schools are more equipped and putting out better results than others. But I think we have to also look at the model of what's being taught, and we have to give experimental or exponential, I think it's called, on hands-on experience for individuals so that they can learn through other mechanisms other than just sitting in a classroom. I believe that when we do that, we will engage our young people in a different way. So no, I don't believe the MPS is all that it can be, but that also comes from they've not gotten all the funding that they should have gotten for a long time, based on the funding formulas that exist at the state level.
Let's do this. Evan, who do we have on the line?
First up here, we've got Vaughn from Milwaukee.
Hello.
Peace. How you doing, sir?
Good evening. Good evening, man. How you doing? What do you say?
I believe I did a live earlier and talked about, you know, people need to understand the condition that the city is in and the importance of this election, and who we select as our next mayor. And, you know, Senator Taylor, you know, she's had my support a long time. She continues to have my support, you know, because I feel like we need somebody who's not just going to talk about the issues and skim over the solutions. We need somebody who's ready to make drastic change, who's going to be inclusive, a mayor for the entire city. And if they don't know how to do something, they have the wherewithal and the self-consciousness to bring somebody in who is an expert, or who does have the expertise to address some of these different issues, because the issues all over the city can't all be addressed the same way. We have that model with Comfort. She has that model with the Love and Faith Initiative. And I don't see, you know, any other candidate who, quite frankly, you know, has the resume, the experience, or the, you know, the ability to deal with people and issues, as Senator Taylor has shown. So I just wanted to call in and give that, you know, and just encourage people. My personal thing is to get our young people, our younger generation, the 30s and below, involved in this process. Typically, our voting base is, you know, middle age and older people. And I don't think the younger people, of course, a lot of times we sat back and saw these processes happening. We saw our elders, our mothers, our grandmothers, aunts, go through this process and vote for people and invest time and energy, and we have not seen anything happened from that. We have not seen any drastic positive change from that. And so a lot of people have just abandoned it and, you know, don't have faith in it. But, you know, we continue to encourage people and inform people about why it is important to maintain that vote that our ancestors fought for and the power in it, especially if we do it en masse. I call it weaponizing our votes, but, again, I just encourage people to do your research on all the candidates, support who you're going to support. But in my opinion, I think that it's definitely time for our city to have a woman down in office as the mayor. And, you know, again, my support goes to the person who's proven themselves.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Evan, who do we have up next?
Sorry about that. We've got John from Ho-Chunkville.
Hey, John, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Well, I didn't expect to get on this, so let me turn my radio down.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh. So Evan, while he's... Are you okay, John?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A week or so.
You have a question or comment?
Yeah, a week or so you were interviewing a sheriff who was running for mayor of Milwaukee.
That's correct.
I don't live in Milwaukee. I don't remember the man's name. But
Ernell Lucas is his name.
Okay, Ardell. Everything he said made perfect sense, except and as I got the radio show was coming to an end, I realized that he had never mentioned prisoners or jail. Yeah, and I called in, and I missed you, I'm afraid. But I guess your current interviewee there, who sounds very good, I'd like her comment on the situation in prisons and in jail, because I know here in Madison, at any given moment, there are 1,000 people working, living at the jail, and 50% of them are employed. And the other 50% of the prisoners have COVID now. So anyway, just news. But I'd like her read on the 50% of young black youth in Milwaukee.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much, John.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the call. Senator Taylor, you want to respond?
I think John is asking, first of all, thank you, Vaughn. And second of all, I think John is asking about what do I feel about mass incarceration?
Specifically high rates of COVID infection in the jails.
Well, I think we need to do a better job both in the jail for sanitary kind of issues. I received some various comments from people to my office saying that they were kind of being forced to be on the same bed linen that others have used, that they weren't able to shower for days from the 23rd to, like, I want to say by the time I got the message, it was January 1st or something like that. And in addition to that, there was the issue of the spread of COVID-19 throughout the facility. So those are things that for sure that the sheriff and those that are elected at the county level could do a better job of making sure that individuals have the supplies, the masks, the things that the city is giving away right now, that those things are made available to individuals. And I do know that there is a shortage of individuals working, but whatever the necessary steps are that they need to do that, because people deserve to be able to be safe, even though they may have broken the law, even though they may be sitting waiting for trial, even though they may be at the House of Correction. They deserve to be treated safely, and they are human. And I want to say one other thing that I think is important that should happen that is not happening in the jail is that people who have the right to vote are being denied the right to vote because we are not allowing people in to make sure that they are able to request their absentee ballots. And I don't think that that's right. I think that people have fought and died for our right to vote. And just because someone is incarcerated does not mean that they should be denied their right to vote if they are eligible.
All right. Who's up next?
Up Evan? Next here, we've got Terrence from Milwaukee.
Hey, Terrence, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Well, first I want to say congratulations. And, you know, I actually missed you on the air, so I'm glad you're back on.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to actually ask the senator, in light of all of the issues with the young people, particularly like stuff like reckless driving, what, as mayor, if elected, she would do to support the young people, particularly young men and young fathers?
Well, first of all, Terrence, thank you so much for that question. Let me start by saying that I think that the role that men, older men, can play in this community is very important. The plight of fatherlessness, I would argue, started long ago. It started with AFDC and W-2 and individuals not being in the home. And I would argue that mass incarceration did another hit on fatherhood and the role that they play in the family. You know, Earl, you know my dad. So I'm going to say I remember growing up and my daddy could just look at me, okay? Shucks, I'm 55 and he could just look at me now, okay? Fathers play an important role. I'm not suggesting that motherhood is not important and so on and so forth, but I believe that there is a role. And I believe that our children are hungry for that they are in need of that. And so one of the things that I want to do is make sure that we don't do a fatherhood summit, but that we make the fatherhood initiative a ongoing, not a one-time hit kind of event, but something to help so that that role that they play as protector in our community, that role that they play as provider in our community, that role that they play as guidance director in our community, that those things can happen. I want to see that. I saw the robust way that the Fatherhood Initiative was able to work in the city, and I want to see that work in the city in a stronger way, because it, I feel, has died off. And how it's presently being implemented, I don't think is as strong. So that's
so Senator Taylor, we've got to go to a break, so hold that thought. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.